Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Bait Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on almost did it. Man, I'm thinking about you, Spike. Simulcast on Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which makes sense. It's also the 15th day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715. 3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and expecting more snow, that's all right. What are you going to do? It's winter. That being said, let's see what we got going here. Well, we got a collapsed bridge down in Florida we're going to open with as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. A 950-ton pedestrian bridge collapsed at Miami International University. There are reports of multiple deaths and injuries, and I've been watching on the Stupid Box. And you know, this thing, they put it up on Saturday. So it almost made it a week. Man, you know, in this country, we used to have the best architects, the best steel workers, masons, carpenters in the goddamn world. We built the Hoover Dam. This, I'm telling you people, what this does is this shows to go you what has happened to this goddamn country.
USA! 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 USA!
Man, I'll tell you, we have sunk. We have sunk beyond sinking. We're sorry-ass third-world banana republic anymore. And speaking of banana republics, NRA, ILA, does 180 on extreme risk protection orders. Now it supports them. No, I will not believe it. You mean the NRA? They turned their back on all those millions people have been sending them. They've turned around 180 degrees, and now they support gun control? Who'd have thunk it? This is from Guns America, whoever they are. Who would have thought that a year into Trump's presidency, we'd be watching the National Rifle Association, the nation's preeminent gun rights organization, make a push for bump stock bans and firearm surrender bills? Not me, says the author. Because really, that's where we are right now. What happened to the Hearing Protection Act, concealed carry reciprocity, those goodies that we were led to believe were imminent with the election of the dawn? What do you mean you people have been bamboozled? Say it ain't so. In case you're not following me, the NRA ILA's chief lobbyist, Chris Cox, publicly supported extreme risk protection orders in a video on Monday. Ooh, feel that blade in your back? On the issue of ERPOs, what the NRA / ILA once referred to as firearm surrender bills. The NRA surrendering? Firearm surrendering bills. He said, we need to stop dangerous people before they act. So Congress should provide funding for states to adopt risk protection orders. This can help prevent violent behavior and just get completely rid of that goddamn pesky old due processes clauses in that Bill of Rights. Huh? This can help prevent violent behavior before it turns into tragedy, and that's all we want to do is be safe. If we can just be safe as we're kneeling down at that ditch, we'll be really safe because nothing's going to get us except for that 40 caliber bullet coming through your brain pan. These laws allow courts to intervene and temporarily remove firearms when a person threatens violence to themselves or others. Cox continued, to be effective and constitutional, they should have strong due process protections and require that a person get treatment. Well, I guess they're as retarded as Trump. They don't understand what the words due process mean, do they? Procedural due process is outlined in our Bill of Rights and guaranteed to us as an unalienable right that we can't contract away, we can't give away, it's just our goddamn right. But due process means that you have to, well, have the process first and then do the taking. And the process isn't you just, hey, judge, can I take George's gun over there? Yeah, I'll sign that. That is not an order from a court going through the due process guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, which a part of is a trial by the jury. I mean, if you were going to relieve somebody of their gun, you would have to do it through an order from a jury. That's a part of what we're guaranteed in our procedural due process in our Bill of Rights. And I mean, I love the way that we have strong due process, but no, this is removing what they're talking about. What they have stepped up and said is we want to remove the due process. And, well, okay, that'll be all right so long as they have strong due process protections and require that the person get treatment. Oh, really? I'm sure that you could have sold that to them boys there on Concord Bridge, huh? Let's literally rewind the tape to February 27, 2018, in a notification titled Maine Firearm Surrender Bill to be Filed. The NRA / ILA warns the reader about these dubious, I'm trying to look for it. I mean, I wish they wouldn't play these games, and so just put it in there. Extreme risk protection orders, that's what they're called. Where were we at there? Warns a reader about it. It goes to say the constitutional rights should only be restricted with proper due process of the law. You cannot, goddamn it. Do you see what they're saying? The constitutional rights should only be infringed through due infringement? How stupid are they, or do they think we are? Due process means you have to go through the process. You have to duly go through the process. You must meet the requirements of the process. And at the end of the process, then you might have authority to do something. If you followed the process. This is insane, people. Constitutionally, only to be restricted with proper due process of law, suggesting that these, ERPOs treat the second A, see, they call it that Second Amendment, and I think this has been done on purpose, because it is not the Second Amendment to the Constitution by any stretch of the imagination. The Second Amendment to the Constitution had to do with states suing states. How about the second, it's an A, we'll call it the second article, as a second-class right. Extreme risk. See, they're not just talking about it. See, they try to frame this around. It's all about the Second Amendment. But it's a second article. And what it's about is the procedural due process, which is the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th articles of the Bill of Rights, people. That's what's being attacked here. The gun, I mean, they're playing both ends against the middle here. Extreme protection risk bills allow for the issuance of protective orders to infringe on Second Amendment rights based on third-party allegations. This is what they said in February. This is what it does. I mean, this is what these extreme risk protection orders do. This is the NRA saying it. Extreme risk protection bills allow for the issuance of protective orders to infringe on Second Amendment rights based on third-party allegations. Third-party allegations are not, that does in no stretch of the imagination, meet the procedural due process clauses in the Bill of Rights. Oh, somebody said it. We had an unanimous tip on a third-party allegation and little, if any, evidence and limited due process. I mean, there is no such thing, people. Let's get this through our head because this is the game they're going to play. There is no such thing as limited due process. The due process laid out in the Bill of Rights has to be followed for there to be due process, period. You take any of it away, you've taken the due process away. And you can't, and no half measures, because it is a part of a process. It's like, well, let's, you know, you're building a car on the assembly line and you skip the motor. Do you have a running vehicle at the end of the day there? Or you can say that's a car, but it is not a complete car and it is not the complete process. And the complete process has to be followed. Otherwise, it's infringement. Otherwise, it's goddamn straight up tyranny. Allegations and little if any evidence. No, it's not that you're going to present any evidence to a fucking judge. I have the right to trial by the jury on every fucking issue that's worth over $25. And I don't care if they've changed that to $2,500. I don't give a shit. The Bill of Rights says $25. You have no authority to change it. And I guarantee you, my guns are worth more than $25. So a jury is the only body within the law that can remove my gun, after the due process has been followed to the letter of the law. Man, we told you people what this goddamn NRA is. It's to keep you under control. While they will be the ones that are tapping you on the shoulder. No, we'll hold your gun just a minute. They won't get it. We'll hold. Oh, yeah, you can walk on over to the ditch. Tell me, please, because I'd really like to know. What changed from February of this year till now? Well, nothing changed. The NRA wrote the 1968 gun control bill. They were the 1995 assault weapons ban with the clips and shit. They wrote all that shit and they got it passed. They've been traitors all along. Where in the hell have you been, buddy? So why the change of heart? There was no change of heart. This is the agenda, buddy. You better get, instead of thinking you can buy your way out of everything and you just send some money to these pricks over there in the NRA and they'll take care of it for you, you better get that goddamn gun out if you're serious, and you better get her cleaned up, you better get her sighted in, you better get 1,000 to 2,000 rounds of ammunition for the son of a bitch, and you better get ready to fight for it. Nobody's going to take care of this one for us because the enemy is in all of the, they are in all of the positions of authority across this country, so-called authority, the illegal authority, the occupational seats of power. As I've said in the past, my beef with goddamn, we have to keep doing extreme risk protection or bill, or extreme risk protection orders are as spot on today as they were back then, right? So why the change of heart? As I've said in the past, my beef with the extreme risk protection orders is that it's nothing more than a nanny state gun grab. Dangerous people have guns. What can we do to stop them? I don't know. Let's shred the Constitution. No, not the Constitution. See, that's why they keep bringing that in. The Constitution is fucking irrelevant to this, people. The Constitution was the government authority to do anything. They have lost that authority through the breach of that contract. What we're talking about here is a separate doctrine. The people, their guns pointed right at your fucking head saying, no, you can't take our rights. The rights are ours. They're not negotiable. We already negotiated it on at Bunker Hill. We negotiated it. At the Cowpens, we negotiated it again. And again at Concord, we negotiated again. I didn't... People. I just don't get these people. I mean, they put their money to a controlled infringement is all you can call it. We're going to pay a bunch of money to have controlled infringement. Infringement that, well, we can get along with, you know. It's constitutionally friendly infringement. Or see, they put that Constitution in there. They keep throwing it in there. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It is the Bill of Rights. Shred the Constitution and lower the evidentiary bar for what? No, you lower the evidentiary bar. Look at how they're talking this shit. No, you cannot change that procedure. You cannot lower the bar for evidence. You cannot change the procedure in any way, or it isn't due process. This is how due process was defined. These guys sit down and say, we're going to have due process of the law before any property can be taken, or we can't own property. They can just fucking take it from us. Anybody can. There has to be a check on that. And that check is, you're going to have to meet these requirements. We're going to spell them out for you in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments, or in 8th Articles to the People's Bill of Rights. Spelled out for you. This is what you have to do. You have to meet these requirements before you can touch a person or their property. And here they're talking about, lowering the evidentiary bar for what constitutes a dangerous person. Where in the fuck, who are you talking about? Every person is dangerous. We are big carnivores. We are big carnivores. Hell, with your teeth, you can kill somebody. Everybody's dangerous. But we're especially dangerous to these communists who think that they're going to make slaves out of us. That's what they're talking about here. And this is what it will be. Once they get this shit in place, it's like we've talked before, they'll go down the inner city, we've said it 100 times, and go into an apartment where there's little kids living in their own feces. And we have to have some authority to do something about this. They get the authority, you think that they're going to bother in the inner city. That ain't what the authority's for. The authority so they can come out in the suburbs and take people's children away from them who won't vaccinate. Or who let them walk to school all on their own. Same here. We all know it. It's bullshit. I mean, to talk about dangerous person and start grabbing guns from everyone. Well, yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. What's your point? If we're wrong, who cares? Those dreaded gun owners can always get their firearms back after a lengthy and costly appeal in court. And boy, ain't this what the founders of this country, I'm talking about the real founders, who had been oppressed under this goddamn admiralty shit in England, and then again over here in the colonies through the king's men who became the traitors, who took over the goddamn helm and took the king's charter and carried it on past 1789, huh? And here these son of a bitches are again, like we're too stupid to even go back and read a book and understand that the whole idea of this Bill of Rights in this whole country was that some son of a bitch just couldn't come and take your property on a whim, on a allegation to one of his buddies sitting on the goddamn bench. It had to be the people themselves in the jury who decided the wrong and the right. Who decided if the goddamn procedure was followed. These son of a bitches, it's like I'm talking about Trump, you know, I'm talking, well, we're going to do this with the procedure. You don't have the authority, you son of a bitch. None of you do. You can't change it. That's what it says. Read it. It can't be changed. It is put together. You can't take any pieces out of it because it's all one puzzle that goes together. And at the end of it, you have liberty and freedom. That's why they put that 9th article there, to say that you cannot create anything that changes this, because to change it, any one word, even one, if they could take a goddamn comma out of the 2nd article, they could change it. Oh, only people in the army can have a gun. It says right there, there's a comma missing there. They've said that. They know that. They know it is a body of law that can, each part of it depends upon the other parts. It's a single body of law. And that's why the 9th is there saying that you can never get any authority to change it. Any. And the 10th article says these fucking states can't do it either. Right now, all these states involved in this shit, writing this stuff out with these, like here in Oregon, that there should be a federal army raised to come and enforce the fucking law here. The people's law. That's what the government was supposed to be for, remember? To protect us from having our rights taken away and our property taken away. Seems to me that this isn't what we have today. Looks more like a foreign occupation. coming to take everything I have, including my life. Here's a good one for you, people. We're going to talk about Trump a little. Trump open to DACA deal for border wall funding. This is from The Hill. President Trump is reportedly open to a short-term fix for Dreamers in a government funding package in exchange for money for his proposed border wall. Every one of them. I mean, in here playing like he's got something. I mean, the whole idea was that Obama had no goddamn authority to write an executive order creating legislation that let the son of a bitches stay here in the first place. And then Trump, he put a 6-month extension on that. They called it, said he was shutting it off, but it was a 6-month extension because it came up to March 4th or whatever it was. And you already had a communist court, two communist courts saying it just goes on. It don't goddamn matter. It's been ruled by their own Supreme Court within their own admiralty that the son of a bitch, that it was illegal, that they cannot do it. They do not, the executive doesn't have the authority. And I tell you, the whole idea was to get this in our mind that somehow the Congress had the authority to give our country away to foreigners. And by God, they don't either. If you call them on it in the real fucking world and say, show me your authority to give the, to let one of them in here. Everyone, I mean, from the beginning, I want to see your authority to let one son of a bitch in here. I'll take your ass into a common law court with the, and you will show me how you went through this procedure here. I will show my little teeny portion, which is a mountain in reality because of the size of this country and the number of people that own it. You're going to show me how you took that little bit of wealth away from me and followed those fucking procedures because you didn't. And that hench, you could not do it ever. Let alone here, and I'm making deals, man. I'm making deals here. Oh yeah, I got a guy over here. He wants 2,000 illegals over here in Minnesota. I got a deal for you. Give me some money for my Jew contractors to put a wall up after the son of a bitch is already here. Nobody's going home. What a farce. One official told the Post that one possible deal would be a 3-year extension of deferred action for childhood arrivals protection in exchange for 3 years of funding for the wall. Since when do we make deals with fucking foreign invaders? Oh, well, we'll let you foreign invaders stay here in your positions occupying our country. If you'll let us have a fucking wall, really? You're going to let us have something, you foreign son of a bitch? Do you see who these son of a bitches represent? This is supposed to be your representative government, not representative of foreigners from another country. But tell me who's doing the bargaining here. You got somebody up there in your Congress who's supposed to be representing you making a bargain with this goddamn two-faced traitor in the White House. I mean, my contracts for your contract. Well, my people from Mexico, China, India, my people here that I represent get a stay, and I'll give you the money from these cults, these stupid son of a bitches still out there working and paying taxes. I'll take their money and give it to you to go build this, give to your Jews to build a wall that's irrelevant at this point in the ball game. Because you have no intent of removing the son of a bitches. The president had previously insisted on border pillars in any legislation that would include. Why? I mean, they're here. You people try to convince yourself that there ain't a whole nother population here. Tell me you don't see it every time you go out the door. Because I do. The whole idea behind this charlatan's goddamn con, remember? Every one of them had to go. Then, I mean, it's like the procedural due process. They just fucking, I don't know, their brains don't work in the right order, or maybe they do. But the process that the son of a bitch offered in his con was, we remove every one of them that came here illegally. Okay, let's look at that and look at it in your mind. See them all going away. And then we put up a wall to keep them from coming back. Now that makes sense. But if you've already been invaded, if they've already, about outnumber you in your own country, you're going to let them keep coming in and you're going to let them stay to build a wall. Really? I think that's some more of that gray area in your process of thought. How about that? Mm. Let's see here. The president had previous pillars. Yeah, legislation include protections for young immigrants with deferred deportation under DACA, which he rescinded last year. No, which he extended. Rescinded, extended. Rescinded means it stops, right? It didn't stop. It didn't stop until March. So it was extended till March until they could work another goddamn money deal. Because we've told you people before, and we weren't kidding when we said it, these filthy international billionaires, they're not going to put no goddamn slave labor out of this country. Are you out of your mind? They're the ones that pumped it in. Now, according to the Post, the president is hoping to speed up the border wall process by agreeing to a short-term deal. And yeah, this is perfect, man. You agree to a short-term deal, and it goes straight down to Mexico. The goddamn flyers will be down there. They just got amnesty, a three-year amnesty. And as you're down there putting up that first thing, I mean, it's going to be a fucking flood. This is putting the cart before the horse, people. It has not been stemmed. This will encourage more. And they know this, man. I know the people that are listening to me. You already know this shit. But when you out there in amongst the people, I mean, point out the fucking obvious to them, would you? You know, like that due process thing. I mean, they really do think, I guess, that most people, you know, some people, this is the same shit that's going out over the mainstream. Let's get real. And you got so many goddamn people that listen to it and say, well, they're going to get rid of the due process, but they're going to put due process protection in place. What? This is asinine. You shouldn't be able to sell this to a three-year-old. But this is their game, man. This is what they're throwing out there. So, again, you better be ready to fight people. You bet like that last asshole. The NRA, you were really looking for them to save you, just like Trump, huh? Boy, you're some fine people. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Seems I got to have a change in scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. 'Cause somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
What they're trying to do. Son, don't. that's what they're trying to do.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Gun. Man, I was thinking about this due process. This is blowing me away. I mean, what do they think that they come on here and maybe Judge Napolitano would say, wow, remove the due process while protecting due process. Man, people need to understand the due process in the Bill of Rights is the minimum. Now, they could give you more due process, but they cannot give you less without violating the Bill of Rights. And goddamned if they haven't done it. Asset forfeiture? Blatantly. It's like everything else in this country. Our Bill of Rights has been tromped on. And goddamn it, it's time we said no more. Trump making deals with DACA. I mean, with the representatives of foreigners in our country. I was looking at this, you know, this sanctuary thing. What, we got this other one up here. First undocumented immigrant appointed to state post in California. What's wrong with this picture, people? You know, when you invade a country, the principles of invasion is, you know, you get inside and you go right after that body politic. You start putting your own people, you know, foreigners are, you know, it's a new government. This is what, I mean, these people right now, I mean, there is no way that anybody, rational thinking person, logically thinking, cannot say this is fucking invasion. This is invasion by definition. A federal army should be sent, a federal army of militia. And I'm not talking about that NATO, New World Order, United Nations army or a military. I'm talking about an army of militia needs to be sent to California to put down this goddamn insurrection. Because that is what this is. And any son of a bitch, I mean, for Trump to talk one word about anything, I just talk about new tax breaks for the filthy rich, more tax, my God. For him to open his mouth about anything at a crisis like this, there should be, if there was a true president of these United States and a true Congress, this is a threat. Anyway. This is from Yahoo News. For the first time in California's history, the state has appointed an undocumented resident to... No, that is an illegal alien. An illegal alien to a statewide post, announcing the decision just a day after President Donald Trump attacked its immigration approach during a visit to San Diego. The decision made by the Senate Rules Committee... Hey, somebody wrote it down on a piece of paper, guys. Some goddamn communists got down... A piece of paper, and one of them wrote down on it that we're going to, you know, the invader, we're going to put an invader in a state position here to get this ball rolling because this is a takeover. We got to get the conquerors have a right to be in these seats of power. And so we're going to put one of them in there.
I don't understand, Henry. This is so blatant. I mean, can't another leader from another state challenge this in some way? And good Lord, how the hell can you put a foreigner in a state office? I mean, it's so blatant, like you said, by definition. I mean, There's got to be a way to stop this.
You can't, Mark, because it is corrupt from the meter maid to the president. They are infiltrated into this country right down to the ground level. We'd be better off if we had not even this all of this shit that's around these state governments, no county governments. At least then the people could get together and form a group to come and deal with this invasion of our goddamn sovereignty, this invasion of our borders. But that's what this whole government has come down to. This government that was supposed to serve us and be for us, it's become a block between us and invasion. They are supporting the invasion. Against us, not for us, and we're paying for it.
We're the only goddamn country in the world that does this. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, no, we're not the only country. Look at Europe. Look what's been done to Europe. I mean, goddamn, them people there are living in terror now. Somebody just wrote down on a piece of paper, we're going to bring the population of the Middle East over here and put them in Europe. If you guys move over, they're going to need your house. The same shit they're doing here. This is an international move. This is about the one world order. Let's be honest about it, people. About one world citizenry. No sovereign borders. No sovereign countries.
Yeah, but are the European invaders, are there any leaders that are European invaders? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, there's leaders to all of this, Mark. They're in Tel Aviv and they're in Washington, D.C. That's who's this is who pays. You don't move millions of people. The logistics, John, we talked about it on here a long time ago, about the logistics of moving millions of people across, I mean, in a group. I mean, if they just came across, you think about just virgin territory. A group that big comes across it, they ate every animal. I mean, how are you staying alive as you cross the country? You have to be supplied. This was a military operation for all intents and purposes with no guns, because most of them that went into Europe were of fighting age, weren't they? What's coming into this country? Mostly of fighting age. It's just invasion without guns, without resistance.
But does Germany have... excuse me if I'm being stupid here.
No.
I just want to get this real clear. Are there people that are coming across illegally into Europe that hold positions of power? I mean, are we the only country doing this shit?
Oh, you mean like getting into their governments and stuff?
Yeah, like what you just, like this Yahoo article.
Oh, yeah. They got goddamn communities. I think there's one in Germany where the Germans won't even go into because they'll be killed. They're instilling Sharia law in parts of all parts of Europe. Like they take over a whole goddamn, like a, what would be a county or a state, and they're putting in Sharia law and shit, and they're getting away with it, Mark. This is the one world order.
I had no idea, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, check it out. You can go and look at it online. We've had articles up about it. But, taking people right out of their houses. And, you know, they rape the women over there, and then they say, well, you can't get mad at them because that's how they do things. And that's your country now, not yours. I'll tell you what, people better get goddamn mean, and they better do it pretty quick. I guess you can wait until they're at your house raping a daughter. But I think that maybe it might be a good idea to go and confront this thing a little farther away from the front porch. Oh, let me see, where were we here? The decision made by the Senate Rules Committee, that's where we were, a 33-year-old attorney and immigrant rights activist appointed to serve on a committee that helps increase college access for students from low-income or underserved communities. You mean she's there for her people coming in, these foreigners coming in to make sure they get it in our colleges and our kids don't, because they have taken over. They're saying it's theirs and not ours anymore. Keep this in mind. In announcing the decision, Senate President Pro Tempore Kevin DeLeon appeared to recognize the move as an act of defiance in the face of the Trump administration's current immigration crackdown. I know it's all just a game, and it's WFW wrestling. We're watching it right in front of our faces, and nobody's going to do anything. But were I president, you know what? The goddamn feds would be down there. The ICE agents would be there, and they would arrest this son of a bitch. They would arrest this committee for obstruction of justice, using a public office for instruction. That's what it is. And I've seen it come up on Fox News. I think it's been a couple of times. A couple of people have come up and said, well, this is obstruction of justice using a government office, isn't it? Well, yes, it is. It's like that due process thing. This isn't goddamn rocket science. But they think they have a goddamn lawyer come up there and go, yeah, due process is they take all your shit and then they talk to you later on about it after they've drugged you. And, oh, I guess, well, a lawyer said it. I don't know nothing about the law. I'm just going to have to go along with it. My God, people, can you read? In announcing, okay, where do we got that? While Donald Trump fixates on walls, California will continue to concentrate on opportunities. And this is communism. I mean, this is goddamn insurrection right in your freaking face. They're throwing up the middle finger. They'll tear down your flag and piss on it. What are you going to do? De Leon told the Sacramento Bee in a statement, Miss Mantillo is a courageous, determined, and intelligent young woman who at great personal risk has dedicated herself to fight for those seeking their rightful place in this country. Their rightful place in your country. Foreigners! You think this bitch is representing the goddamn American nationals down there? Do ya? Or is she representing people who want their rightful place in your country? They don't have no rightful place in this country. This is invasion. And, well, we'll talk about tax cuts and stuff. It'll be real fun. You guys are going to love it. The Chinese take over your infrastructures. We're pumping more of these son of a bitches in. One day you're going to turn around. You're going to be out fucking numbered. Mateo said she welcomed the opportunity, telling the newspaper that while undocumented students have become more visible in our state, they remain underrepresented. All right, undocumented, underrepresented. What are they represented at all in our represented government? You cannot represent foreigners. That's treason. That is the definition of treason. In places where decisions that affect them are being made. Oh, you're making a decision to throw some son of a bitch out of your country so they have a right to have a representative in your government to say that you can't throw them out of your country, huh? It sounds like it's their country, doesn't it? The attorney was born in Oaxaca, Mexico, and came to the United States with her parents when she was just 14 years old. Oh, poor her. She went, and we educated her, sorry, foreign ass. That is a goddamn outrage by itself. It's insurrection by itself. She went on to develop a passion for law and became the first person in her family to graduate from college, receiving her degree from Santa Clara University Law School in 2016 and passing the California bar last year. I mean, the bar, they should be arrested. You can't, I mean, God damn it. Well, no, it's admiralty. I guess it would, well, the government could do something about it. They should, if there was a government, but there ain't. I mean, this is hell to talk about. According to her legal firm's website, she was officially sworn in by De Leon on June 29, 2017. California became the first state in the United States to allow undocumented immigrants to practice law. In 2014, with New York following in its footsteps not long thereafter. In 2010, Manate Mateo also became one of the first undocumented people, illegal alien, young people, to risk deportation by demanding the passage of they're demanding. Somebody coming into your country and demanding of you. They came here illegally as an invasion force. And you should be shooting them. You realize this, right? Passage of the DREAM Act, legislation that would grant certain immigrants, including DREAMers or people brought to the United States illegally as children, a path to citizenship. She also played, you know what? You get enough of these foreigners in your goddamn government, I guess they'll vote for themselves to take your shit, right? Think about it. She also played a key role in helping a group of young people, now known as the Dream Nine, return to the United States after being deported to Mexico. And, well, here you go. Man, who's she working for, guys? But who's paying the tab here? You are paying for fucking foreigners to set up a goddamn government to take your shit from you, dispossess you, and make you civilly dead, and then take you over to that ditch and make you real dead. The decision to appoint Matino to a statewide post came just a day after Trump visited California for the first time as president, taking a trip to San Diego to see photographs of the border wall he plans to build between the U.S. and Mexico. What for? You got to go. You better get permission of that illegal alien over there in the government. See if they'll make a deal with you, Trumpy. Do you see what I'm saying here, people? Trumpy's got to go make a deal with this illegal alien sitting in the seats of power in this country to try to get a wall to what, keep him here? I mean, to keep him here, right? Because it sure as hell ain't to keep nobody out. Because you can't keep him out because, well, they've taken over the seats of government, and they're telling you, well, they're writing shit down on paper now. They're writing shit down on paper, and this is the law. And that's what we'll, and we're protecting due process. You betcha. See, during the visit.
This wall, Henry, is a joke.
It is a joke, Mark. All it would have ever took. I mean, this is how it used to fucking be. You hired illegals, you got in goddamn trouble. If you worked somebody across the border, and that's what Reagan sold us this last amnesty on, right? Man, they're going to be stiff laws. If they couldn't work here, if they couldn't get welfare here, if they couldn't get free education here, they wouldn't be here, period. They have been chummed across the border by the goddamn international son of a bitches who want a slave state here because this is where the big resources are. Man, the big chunk of resource, isn't that a bitch for them? Where all the goddamn goodies are, that they would just love to come in here and produce with slave labor and just take it all for themselves. But it belongs to those goddamn American national son of a bitches. We got to get rid of them. We got to displace, replace them. We got to recolonize this country with people who will be plebes and peons and coolies and slaves. They won't tell you that, but we have said, no, we won't do it until we build the whole wall, Trump said, adding that parts of the state were complaining about people pouring in across the U.S.-Mexican border. I thought you had all that stopped, Trumpy. And see, dude, we don't need a border because it's all been stopped. No, it hasn't. Nothing has changed. They've given some photo ops. If they've arrested 2,000 people, we already discussed it. I think it was like 40,000 a day they'd have to arrest to get them all out of here. Within the term of his presidency, they might have arrested a few thousand fucking people for photo ops. But in that time, tens of thousands have been coming across the border because there's no consequence. Unless you can come in here and there's some little consequences. I mean, you can kill somebody in the United States and you have to get bailed out and you have to go back to Mexico for a while, but that's the worst that's going to happen to you. Forget about just coming across the border. Hell, I mean, they want you here. Haven't you heard? The president has repeatedly condemned California's allowance of sanctuary cities, writing on Twitter on Wednesday that California sanctuary policies are illegal and unconstitutional and put the safety in. So what are you doing about it? They are illegal. They are unconstitutional. So what are you doing about it? This is insurrection. What are you doing about it, Trump? Oh, we're going to make some more tax cuts for the rich. That's what I'm doing about it, mister. We're going to working on more tax cuts. We're going to cut that capital gains tax, and my rich buddies are going to get richer. And tell you the truth, we ain't really got no problem with the slave labor. We're going to play this fucking game right in your face. Man, the bottom line is you say you're going to do something. And the power was there, people. Even you stupid people that fell for it, the power was there. It could have been buses leaving the dairy next day. These DACA son of a bitches heading across. If they wanted to shoot, we could have shot their asses out of here like we have many times. There was no intent to ever remove any of them. The intent is to make this a third world slave state with the resources just somehow ended up in the hands of a few internationals. They did it honestly, people. They earned that. You gotta admire them. You gotta worship them because they earned that. Through duplicity and fraud, murder and blackmail and rape. Thousands of dangerous and violent criminal aliens are released as a result of sanctuary policies, set free to prey on innocent Americans. This must stop. Ooh, boy, it's written in big capital letters with an exclamation point. This must stop. Really, you son of a bitch, he could stop it. You know that pen he's got? All these illegal executive orders he has written? All of this illegal shit he's done with that pen. This is the one legal thing he could have done with that pen. because those laws are on the books. They've been on the books all the, back to Reagan. They've been on the books. They've been violated. The thing is, the states, all of these politicians are have been violating these laws all the way down the line, or this couldn't be, we couldn't be in this state. Don't you understand? They have allowed it. They have been complicit. They have been, what do they call it? Accomplices in these violations of the law. They know it. That's why they're trying to legitimize this stuff. For 10 years, we have something. I mean, if a crime was committed and somebody took your shit, you get your shit back. That's justice. But what they want here, they've committed this horrendous crime. Now they want to sanction this horrendous crime and make it seem somehow it was lawful all along while they were breaking the law. All Trump had to do was get out that fucking pen. And he had this authority because all he's doing is executing the law. That's what the executive branch of the government is supposed to do. Wrote it down on there. I want the goddamn army called home from the Middle East. I want the army called home from around the fucking world. We're in a bad way here. When that army got here, army, you get down and you go from street to fucking street and you get every one of these cockroach motherfuckers. You start on the East Coast and you work your way west, kind of sweeping around towards California because that's where you're going to find the main nest. And you get every freaking one of them out of this fucking country signed. And it would have happened, people. There would have been, that would have been an order from the executive, from the head of the military, because he is chief executive of the military. And it would have been a lawful order, and it would have been a lawful action to take. But didn't know, I mean, this is what he was promising. And it's not going to happen. We knew it wasn't going to happen because, hey, man, a billionaire. It was like when Mitt Romney wanted to run for president, everybody's like, are you kidding me? Bain Capital, Mitt Romney, we're going to do that after what they just did to us? We're going to, but hell, this goddamn carnival barker, he comes up with his freaky hair, comes out with his orange freaky hair and just comes up and just throws the dazzle on the, on well, not very many. Because I got to believe, you know, with the thing that just happened in Pennsylvania, the goddamn voting population in this country's, I mean, people need to unregister. All you people that went and registered for this bullshit, you need to unregister. Everybody who understands what's going on in this country needs to unregister. But I got to believe the voting populace is down below 20% at this point in the ballgame. Less than 20% are fucking us, people. And that's the truth of it. And we're taking it because of this goddamn, this false reality. It's a monstrous thing. From Hollywood, you know, to the news networks and all this shit and their control over the airwaves. And now they're taking the control of the internet. That's how they're doing this. This is how a little handful of people, shit, run roughshod over a goddamn, a badass army. The biggest army to ever exist on planet Earth. And this little handful, this is how they're running roughshod. It's a bluff. All you have to do is just slap it out of the way and go in and just crush their asses. They're nothing. They know it. But they're good. I mean, what are they doing? They're doubling down on the bluffs. That's what they're doing. They're thinking, I mean, just like coming out with the NRA coming out. I mean, God damn it. These people, even one of their attorneys knows what due process means, understands what those words mean. And they know what the violation of it is. Well, I mean, it's violated. Like we said, you know, this asset forfeiture and all that shit, it is violated. But damn it, the NRA, when they're sitting up there, old Lapierre, and he's sitting up there in the board, and they're getting ready to make the decision to jump in behind this bullshit, this infringement, they know exactly what they're doing, people. And they think, well, just write it down like this. This is the best we can do because the communists, the international communists Tel Aviv have sent orders that this shit's going down. So write it up the best you can. I know it don't make no fucking sense. Just put protect it. We're going to violate the Bill of Rights, but we're going to preserve and protect the procedural due process. Just write it down. It don't matter no goddamn more. And it really don't, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And all we can do to the max at this point is just be anybody's face. Anybody tries to even say this to you, just show them your disgust. Just say, man, I mean, are you that stupid? Really? Are you retarded? That is the Word from the Trenches.